All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're diving into marketing, but with a twist.
A twist, huh?
You could say that. You know, we love to go beyond the headlines, and today we're cracking open a press release about a new agency's unique approach. And let me tell you, it's a fascinating one.
Oh, I love a good marketing mystery. Lay it on me. What's this all about?
It's called Sugar Marketing, just launched. And they've got this whole new angle on blending the digital with, wait for it, direct mail.
Direct mail. Now that's interesting. In this day and age, you don't hear about that every day. Most folks are going all in on digital. So what makes them think direct mail is coming back?
That's what I thought.
Mm-mm.
But they might be onto something. They're a brand new agency just launched October 1st, 2024. And their founder, Kelly Anderson, she's got experience in everything, retail, energy, even nonprofits.
Wow, talk about range. That kind of diverse background tells you she's seen it all. You don't last long in those industries without learning a thing or two about connecting with people.
Exactly. That's what caught my eye, too. It screams marketing savvy. You know, like she's not afraid to pull from different playbooks to get the job done.
Makes you wonder, what's she bringing to the table that's so different?
Well, the press release calls it direct mail retargeting.
Direct mail retargeting. Okay, that's a new one. Break it down for me. How does that work?
So imagine, right? You're online, you're browsing, maybe checking out the latest tech gadgets, those new headphones everyone's raving about.
I know the ones.
Right. The next day, you open your mailbox and bam, there's a postcard. But not just any postcard. It's featuring those exact headphones you were just looking at online, maybe even with a special offer code just for you.
Now that's smart. It's like they're bridging the gap between the online and offline worlds. But how do they even know who you are and where you live from just some website clicks? Isn't that, you know, a big brother?
Not quite big brother, but close. They're using data, but in a clever way. They track anonymous website visitors and somehow match those visitors to physical addresses. Although how they do that, the press release didn't say.
Ah, the secret sauce. Still, it makes sense. I mean, think about it. We are bombarded with digital ads every single day. It's like they're practically wallpaper now. We tune them out. But a physical piece of mail, something tangible you can hold in your hand, that's harder to ignore.
It's true. There's just something about getting something in the mail. You know, it feels more personal. And they're banking on that. Sugar marketing. They're not just sending out these mailers whenever. They're doing it the very next day after someone interacts with a website.
Talk about striking while the iron's hot. That's practically unheard of in the snail mail world. Usually think of direct mail as this whole big, long lead time thing, this immediacy. It's almost like a digital ad in your mailbox.
And that's probably the key here. They're taking the best of both worlds, the targeting of digital with the impact of direct mail. Plus, when you factor in the cost of digital ads constantly paying per click, this could be a real game changer.
It definitely makes you think. So, summing it up for our listeners, what's the big takeaway here?
I'd say it's that even in our digital-first world, there's still a place for tangible marketing, for things that stick around a bit longer than a fleeting banner ad.
And maybe even more important, don't underestimate the power of surprise.
Exactly. Who knew direct mail could be the element of surprise in 2024? Makes you wonder, what other old-school tactics could be ripe for a comeback in our digital age?
Ooh, that's a great question. Something for everyone out there to ponder.
Thanks for joining me for this deep dive. It's been a fascinating one.
My pleasure, as always. Until next time.
Bye, everyone.